Time now for a reality check from Civil Beat with a revealing story about salaries paid to social workers. Chad Blair joins us now. Morning, Chad.
Hi, Catherine.
How are you?
I'm good. Happy day after Christmas.
Yes. Well, what can you tell us about this story? I was really very surprised at what you discovered.
Yeah, and credit to Natanya Friedheim, our reporter. She covers homeless as well as all sorts of issues. But this story really caught me by surprise as well. She opens at the Institute for Human Service, of course. That's downtown. Evalay really helps homeless people. And, of course, every time at this time of year, they give out gifts to people. Well, this is the first time staff have seen staff themselves asking to participate and receive gifts. And what this illustrates for Natanya, as well as the industry, is that the people that are taking care of the homeless, the outreach workers, the case managers, many of them are struggling just as much as their homeless clients.
You often hear about people are a paycheck away from being bounced on the streets, and this really brought that home.
Right. And the salary, shockingly low, particularly when you think about how expensive it is to live here. Starting salary for those outreach workers and case managers, $30,000 to $35,000. And that's really very low income level by federal standards. You know, some of these folks have actually considered leaving Hawaii because most of their paycheck, certainly over half of it, is going to pay their own rent, their own utilities. And that's too bad because given the homeless crisis we have here, these very workers are very much in high demand, and yet we can't afford to keep them here.
Right. And we just saw the figures talking about we're losing more people at this point because of the cost of living is just so high.
Right. And there's other things that compound that. If you're constantly hiring new caseworkers, new outreach folks like IHS is, well, then you're spending the limited amount of money you have to train new people who may not stick around very long. Remember, these organizations heavily dependent on government donations, city, county, but also private donations. And so they're also actually helping out with rental assistance. They're very staff trying to help them have a place to live. They've made some progress. There are some 401k plans available at IHS. Kalihi Palama Health Center, that's another one. But it's nowhere near the amount of money that you're going to get working as a public employee.
Right, because if you are a member of a union, you would think that with the contract negotiations, you would get raises.
Yeah, it's as we know, in Hawaii, that's pretty much a guarantee thing. I think the saddest thing, the sobering thing for me was this is not easy work, going out and dealing with people that some of them, many of them are mentally ill. Many of them are not taking good care of themselves. And so the work itself can be very stressful, very depressing. You compound that with the low wages, and it makes it all the more difficult. So kudos to Natanya Friedheim for pointing out this element of the homeless crisis here in our backyard that none of us, at least I didn't know anything about this.
That's right, our unsung heroes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chad. That was political and opinion editor Chad Blair with today's reality check from Honolulu Civil Beat.